Good morning. Welcome to our Savior Lutheran Church, February 19th, 2023, the seventh Sunday of Epiphany. We meet here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for
It would be inappropriate for us to gather and not acknowledge the hurt that it brought into our lives and the shock and the grief that we are all starting to heal from. For most of us, all this did was to bring us to tears that some of our young people had to experience this terror just going and attending school where they should feel safe. We know that is not a feeling that can easily come back to them, and we have to bear the reality that we cannot bring that innocence back. All we can do is hug them a little tighter, talk with them about what they are feeling, and love them deeply. We join those families so closely impacted by praying for them, crying with them, and loving them. I invite you to spend a moment in silent prayer for all of them. Let us pray. Lord, as we try to grasp what we really cannot understand in what has happened, help us not to try to understand, but accept that you love them and us and all our children, and you don't desire for us to have to deal with any of this. Help us to know your love is still with us all, and that you share our grief. Heal us, comfort us, and lead us where we need to go. Amen. I put some sample letters that we kind of did through a conference at the back table there for you to consider as we deal with this. Thank you.
Today's festival is a bridge between the Advent, Christmas, Epiphany cycle that comes to a close.
Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who makes all things new, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Trusting in God's mercy, let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Holy One, source of our renewal, we confess that we are wrapped up in sin and cannot free ourselves. We have not practiced your righteousness. Our hearts have turned away from you. For the sake of the world you so love, forgive us, that we may be reconciled to one another for the glory of your holy name. Amen. Thus says our God, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. God's mercy makes us new. We are forgiven in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, in the transfiguration of your Son, you confirm the mysteries of the faith by the witness of Moses and Elijah, and in your voice from the bright cloud, declaring Jesus your beloved Son, you foreshadowed our adoption as your children. Make us heirs with Christ of your glory, and bring us to enjoy its fullness. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the readings. Please rise as you are able. Join me in our gospel acclamation. Alleluia. This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. Alleluia. The gospel today is from St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise you may be seated. So our gospel tells of a cloud suddenly appearing while they are high up on a mountain. That could be a scary thing depending on what we happen to be doing. A cloud, you understand, is like the fog that we had to drive through a few weeks ago. I remember it was really thick in places and you couldn't see very far. While driving, you could only go as fast as the car in front of you and as long as you could see its taillights. It was also hard to see a traffic signal until you were almost on it. Maybe you drove through this, or you can remember a time when you needed to drive through a similar stretch of fog and the really uneasy feeling you had. Our young people likely are carrying a rather uneasy feeling at this time due to the incident at Michigan State University. We reach out to them as best we can with our prayers for them to regain their footing and ability to go forward. We want them to know Jesus, who comes as he does in any time that we need him, offering comfort and telling us to not be afraid. As many of you know, and I've spoken of this before, I had a lot of interesting experiences while I was in my other career working for GM. One of those was for many years that I did some test driving out west. In particular, I drove vehicles up and down Pikes Peak, one of our country's mountains that is 14,110 feet high. That number is kind of imprinted in my brain. The paved roads only go up about 8,600 feet. From then on up, it's dirt roads that are pretty well maintained, but they're rather narrow, and they also exist of a lot of switchbacks, which you may not understand, but they're really sharp turns as it snakes up the mountain. Needless to say, ordinary people that were not trained to drive the road were pretty anxious about those narrow roads and their quick end turns. Trust me, you really don't want to miss one of those turns and go off the mountain. What can happen is that while you are up on the mountain, a cloud can move in. And unless you know the road very well, you shouldn't drive it. And even if you're experienced, it can be challenging, to say the least. This all has made this passage of the Transfiguration with the sudden cloud appearing one of my favorites due to the memories that it brings back to me. The cloud in our passage doesn't stay long, and they certainly aren't driving. But even walking in the midst of a cloud can be really kind of disorienting. But this is a special bright cloud with its own terrifying aspect, for God speaks through it. Hearing God's voice so directly could be a really challenging event. Jesus then comes over to the disciples, touching them, just as he does in any time that we need him. And he is telling the disciples, as he tells us, to not be afraid. If you can place yourselves in a sudden dense cloud on the top of a mountain, perhaps you can catch a little of that terror and anxiety a bit, just of that experience, and then consider even more the terror of hearing God speak through this bright cloud that's above you. There are too many events that occur in our worldly life that can terrify us. I can't imagine being near or at any of the places where the recent earthquakes happened and how terrifying that would be. The same could be said for living through a tornado or a hurricane, except for the latter, usually there would be some advance warning and evacuation notices. The stories of the people living through the war in the Ukraine are also very terrifying, them hearing bombs landing all around them. Then, of course, we had the incident at MSU, too close and impacting our youth who come from places all around us, right in our own state and region. With our news constantly bringing us stories like this, it may be hard for us to be strong in our faith and believe that God has not forgotten us or our world. In the details that Matthew offers to us, we can note that Jesus touches the disciples with love and offers what they need to calm their fears. We really can trust that Jesus is God's Son, who is God, and who came to save us. God helps us to know this in the events of the passage for today, and beyond our saving, that Jesus also came to teach us about God. And we really do need to listen to him and obey all that he tells us. This is a big part of this event for us, that we realize all that we know about Jesus, and we listen to what we can hear, and we try to grasp all that he tells us, and we can trust that he will never leave us, just as he said. While the disciples were told not to say anything to anyone back then, we wonder at their ability to do this, for after all, they have glimpsed the glory of Jesus when he will come back after his resurrection. We get the glimpse of this for our lives as well, just before we head into our Lenten season, when we ponder Jesus' words for us and how those in fact change us. How does Jesus' touch change us? When we sense that this has come to us in our lives, in our own times of need, how do we hear God present with us and working to change us and our lives? God is active in our world in this very sense that people can realize it was possibly just such a touch that pulled them along, giving them the confidence that they needed to be able to trust that they were still, in fact, moving forward. Sometimes we really need to look for the signs of God's activity in constantly creating in our world to know that our God is still at work and will someday resolve all the effects of evil. Some of you have heard some stories of the creatures that I saw on my recent trip to Mexico. I managed to see both the giant and the small that God provides on the earth. God surely created them, and they each have their part in the chain of life that keeps our world turning. When we see these sorts of creatures, we recognize that we had nothing at all to do with their being a part of our world. We also don't really pay a big part in maintaining them, although the effects of how we are taking care of our earth does impact their lives. We saw some whales. In fact, there's some mommy whales teaching their babies that we saw down there. But they don't come up close enough to us so that we can pet them. Although sometimes they are so close that we do get splashed by them. We don't feed them. They have their instinct given to them by God, so they know what it is that they should eat and where they can find it. They also receive their guidance from God, something that we also receive often when we hardly realize it. We don't know that in those times we are in the presence of God softly speaking to us so that we get the direction we need at that time. I later realized I had an incident of this in one of my events on the trip. Besides seeing the monstrous whales, we also saw the other extreme at a butterfly sanctuary. At the end of our tour, we all got the chance to send a newly hatched butterfly off into the world. As sometimes happens, my butterfly was really not quite ready yet, and it stayed perfectly content on my fingers for at least 10 minutes, maybe longer. I perceived during that time that God spoke to me, giving me some knowledge that I certainly didn't have, to bring the butterfly into the sunlight to warm its wings. No one told me to do this, and I didn't have a clue that this might be something to do, but I can perceive that God whispered to me and told me to listen to this message about how to help this tiny creature. The disciples heard God speak to them, and they heeded the words, as do we. Jesus did not have them stay at the top of the mountain, but come back down into the dust and dirt of our human world. Jesus' mission was with us and for us as he gave up his life in love for us. We listen to what Jesus tells us. We obey his commandment to love one another. We trust that this is God's Son, the beloved one, who was given to all people for the forgiveness of sin and to provide us all with salvation. We are happy as we take refuge in God the Son, who loves us enough to save us. Amen. Please rise as you are able. Let us pray. Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
Embolden your church as its witness to the majesty and mercy of your Son. Equip lay preachers, deacons, and pastors. Move us to share our stories of your faithfulness and forgiveness. May our lives proclaim your greatness. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Dwell with your whole creation, from the tallest mountain peak to the deepest valley. Bless the work of conservation organizations and protect vital habitats. Support the work of disaster relief agencies around the world. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Guide and give wisdom to all in authority, our major and local leaders, our governor and state legislators, our president and national legislators. Bring freedom and justice to all places and all nations. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Give shelter to those lacking safe homes. Spur communities to work for fair housing for all. Protect our neighbors whose dwellings do not keep out dangerous cold or heat. Accompany with your touch those who are homebound. sick, or isolated. We remember those today in our prayers. Donna Barnish, Deb Cook, Pastor Don Dorsbacher, Sarah Mayer Flatt, Sherry Mosierak, Beverly and Ed O'Connor, Carl Rich, Douglas Weaver, David and Karen Hooven, Kirk Langolf, Tom Bachman, Pastor Joyce, Pastor Ken Stabe, and their son Mason, and the families and friends of Brenda Wickings, Bob Porter, Herman Bratfish, Enoch Carlton, and Jim Davidson, with their recent passing, those serving to protect our nation both at home and overseas that they may return safely, and for the families of the Michigan State University casualties, friends, and the community. We especially pray for your comfort to those whose lives have been disrupted by the violence on the campus of MSU. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Make us eager to receive your word in Scripture. Help us recognize Jesus' voice in the needs of our neighbors. Make us confident to follow the way of the cross. Merciful God, receive our thanksgiving for the holy ones who have guided us in faithfulness and gathered even the unlikely as your people. With our forebears in faith and all who have hoped in you, teach us to wait with courage until the promised day dawns. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We bring to you our needs and hopes, O God, trusting in your wisdom and power revealed in Christ crucified. Amen. You may be seated for the offering.
Our offering continues to be taken as we enter in the plate provided in the back of the church. And we thank each and every one of you for your continued support in the mission, Christian missionary mission of our Savior Lutheran. I have a few other announcements this morning. There will be a choir practice here at Our Savior today at 1:00. All who would like to add their voices are more than welcome to attend. If anyone wishes to contribute to the Lutheran World Relief through Our Savior, please put them in a pew envelope and mark it earthquake. And there is a container in the on the back table there by the offering plate for our for donations in lieu of each person purchasing gifts for our personal care packages. It's my understanding that those items are being purchased, and if you would like to contribute to that, just put your contribution in the container back there. That way it saves everyone from having to go out and get things and whatever, and they can get what they need, and your contribution is greatly appreciated. A very important announcement: Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and we will have services here at 5:00 p.m., And also, for those in attendance, we need volunteers that would like to read for this service. And immediately following today's service, those who are interested, if you could stay for a few minutes or so to read that reading and then record it, we would be greatly appreciative. And I believe that is all the announcements I have. And our offering hymn this morning, "Take My Life That I May Be."
Let us rise as you are able.
Liberating God, you break the bonds of injustice and let the oppressed go free. Receive these offerings in thanksgiving for all your works of merciful power, and shape us as people of your justice and freedom. You we magnify and adore, through Jesus our Savior. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who, sharing our life, lived among us to reveal your glory and love, that our darkness should give way to your own brilliant light. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Join with me. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Come and taste the joy of God. You may be seated until we call you forward. Please rise as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Holy One, we thank you for the healing that springs forth abundantly from this table. Renew our strength to do justice, love kindness, and journey humbly with you. Amen. Now may the God who faithfully brings forth justice and breaks the oppressor's rod bless, strengthen, and uphold you today and always. Amen. You may be seated for our sending hymn.